We continue our learning. We are in Zvachim Perachas Mishnah Yud. To remind ourselves of something we learn in the fifth parak in Ezu Mekoman, we learn that a korban chatas is where, and this is true, a chatas hatzibur, a public chatas, a communal chatas, or a private chatas. We sprinkle the blood four times on the top, on the horns that are on top of the mizbeach. Those arba kronos, korban ola asham, and the shalmei tzibur, the tod. The El Nazir and regular Shlomim, all of those we sprinkle Shtei Matanos Shein Arba on two corners that ends up hitting four sides. And then we had at the end of that parak, the fifth parak, we had the Bechor Behema, the Maser Behema, and the Korban HaPesach. There is where we sprinkle the blood only one time, one blood application. We pour it down the side of the Mizbech as long as that's on a side that has the Yisod, the base, sticking out. So our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where we have the blood of these karbanos that get mixed together. So the beginning of the Mishnah is very simple. Hanitanim matana achas shenis over vatinanim vanitanim matana achas inas matana achas. If you have a case where you have, let's say, the blood of a karban of a bechor got mixed up with the blood of the of a karban of meiser behema. So both of those, it's true, the blood is I don't know which karban is which blood is which, but they both require the same blood application. So that's not a big deal whether got mixed together in the same cup or the two separate cups, I don't know which one is which. What do? I sprinkle from those two cups, or the one cup, whatever it is, I pour it, one application on the side of the Mizbeach, and that's all, because that's what each of those karbanos need. Same thing is true. Matan arba. Here we're speaking about not the karban chatas that needs four, but rather the ones that need two that are four. That's what we mean by matan arba. So, ola, shlamim, blood of both got mixed together. They're very different karbanos, but they get mixed together. So you know, matan arba. So what should you do? Says the Mishnah, they're both four, so they're both two that are four. So okay, the ola shlamim, I know exactly how to sprinkle it, two that are four. What about matana arba, the matana achas? That's going to be a subject in the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, what to do when I have blood of a matan arba, two that are four, that get mixed together with the blood of matana achas, one at blood application. So let's say you have a shlamim, a blood of a shlamim that got mixed together with the blood of a bechor. So the bechor needs one matana. The shlamim needs two that are two sides that end up hitting four sides of the mizbeach, two corners that end up hitting four. So what do I do with this mixture? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yinasnu matan arba. I have to be strict, and I'm going to follow that which the shlamim needs, or if we're an ola, whatever it is, two that are four, even though, what am I doing now? Some of this mixture, which is the blood of the bechor, is getting sprinkled more than it should be in the wrong place, two that are four. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, I disagree. Yinasnu v'matana achas. You give it only one matana, and one blood application, and that's it. What's the basis of this machlokas? So Rabbi Eliezer believes that we can view the blood, the extra blood of the bechor that should not be sprinkled multiple times and being sprinkled in the wrong place. We view that as if it's water. So therefore, it's not a problem. I'm sprinkling the blood. Blood is being sprinkled, and the bechor also. You're sprinkling it too many times. Okay, view that as if it's water. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree that you can say that it view it as if it's water. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, well, I'm going to go back to a halacha we learned in the beginning of the fourth parak. There, the Mishnah said, Kol hanitanim al hamizbeach achitzon shenesana matra achas kiper. All karbanos where the blood is supposed to be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, and if b'dieved you only did one blood application, b'dieved post facto it's going to be kosher. So that's what happened over here. I'm better off if I have blood of a carbon olo or shlum mixed together with a bechor, with the former needs two that are four sprinkling, and the latter needs only one. Better to do only one, because b'dieved even the shlumim or the olo will be kosher with only one blood application. So that is what Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Yeshua's, that's his psak. So Omar, the Rabbi Eliezer, counters to Rabbi Yeshua. Hold on one second. Varehu over abal tigra. Aren't you in violation of the Torah prohibition by saying that I'm going to take the blood of the korban ola, let's say, which is supposed to be sprinkled two that are four, and I end up sprinkling it only once, in deference to the Bechor blood that's mixed together, but that's Bal Tigra. The Torah says in Dvarim Yud Gimel, Eis kol ha-davar asher onochim yitzaveh eschem osos ushmu lasos lo so seifa lo v'lo sigra mimenu. You cannot subtract from the mitzvos of the Torah, and apparently details of the mitzvah of the Torah as well. So how could you just do one blood application? Of course, we know right away the counterattack of Rabbi Yeshua Trev Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Yeshua v'harehu over al-Bal Tosif. But according to you, you have blood of a Bechor mixed together with the blood of an Olo or blood of a Shlamim, and the blood of the Bechor is supposed to be sprinkled only once, and now you're violating Bal Tosif, adding by having that sprinkled to that Afor in deference to the Olo or the Shlamim that's mixed together, the blood that's there. So that's, he says that back, says back to Rabbi Eliezer. Now it's important to note that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have to really address the Bal Tosif issue according to his opinion. Because the way we explained it to Eliezer was that when you're doing extra, we view it as if it's water. So that's he doesn't have a problem with Bal Tosif because it's not Bal Tosif. I view it as if it's water. It's not blood. But Rabbi Yeshua, who does not agree that we can view the blood as if it's water, so to that Rabbi Eliezer has to respond. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo nemar Bal Tosif ela kashu ba'atzma. He says it's not a problem. That even according to you, that you don't hold that we view the blood as if it's water, it's not a problem to sprinkle extra times. For me to have some of the blood of the Bechor now being sprinkled to that or four. Why not? Because it only applies to Ba'atzmo. Bal Tosif will only apply when you have that blood itself. What was that? What does that mean? If I have blood of a Bechor, that should be applied only once, and I applied it to that four times, whatever it is, and do it too much, that's Bal Tosif. But here I have a mixture, and within that very mixture is blood of an Ola. And the Ola has to be sprinkled to that afor. So that's not Bal Tosif. You'll say there's Bechor mixed inside, but it's a Taharovis. Bal Tosif only applies to where I take that full item that doesn't should not have four sprinklings or two that afor, and I do two that afor instead of one. But here, that part of this mixture is supposed to be sprinkled. What else do you want me to do? That's not Bal Tosif. So to that, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Same thing according to me. So I'm a little Yeshua. Lo namar Bal Tigra, Kshu Ba'atzmo. Same thing according to me. Bal Tigra only applies also when it's Hu Ba'atzmo. According to me, I'm saying sprinkle only once. You know, and your argument to me was, isn't that Bal Tigra? Because it's supposed to be sprinkled two that are four. No, it's not a problem, Bal Tigra, because what's mixed together here? There's part of the blood of the Bechor mixed together in here. Well, that since that's part of the mixture, there's nothing wrong with sprinkling it one time. And I have the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak that says, B'dievet, sprinkling one time is okay for all the karbanos of the Mizbeach HaChitz, sort of the outer carbon. And comes Rabbi Yeshua with another argument. And he says, V'od Amar Rabbi Yeshua, K'shenasata, when you say you're supposed to sprinkle the blood of this mixture to that of four, which is an extra amount for the Bechor, Avarta Bal Tosif Asisa Maisev Yadcha. You violated Bal Tosif proactively. Ukshelona Sata, but according to me, where I say you only sprinkle it once, Avarta Bal Tigra Velo Asisa Maisev Yadcha. I may have violated Bal Tigra, even if let's assume it is Bal Tigra. Yeah, but at least I'm passive. She's sitting back passively and not doing something wrong is better than actively doing something wrong. So it's better to be a Bal Tigra person here where I passively only sprinkle it once, I don't sprinkle it four times, two that are four, than according to you where you are actively taking the blood and sprinkling more than it should be. Paraches Mishnah Yud Aleph, just a quick introduction. We've spoken in the past about the Chatos HaPnimis. The Chatos HaPnimis, the inner Chatos. Several Karbonos Chatos, the Par Helam Nevushel Tzibur, the Par of Yom Kippur, the Seer of Yom Kippur, are all Karbonos Sin offerings, Karbonos Chatos, where the blood is sprinkled, not typically on the four horns of the outer Mizbeach, the copper Mizbeach, but rather if blood is sprinkled inside the Heichal, let's say on the Paroches, inside on the golden altar, the Mizbeach HaZahav, Mizbeach HaPnimi, on Yom Kippur, Bein HaBadim, between the two poles of the Aron and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So here we have blood of the Karbanos Chatos that belong inside, that got mixed up with blood of Karbanos, could be any Karban, that has supposed to have blood sprinkled on the outer Mizbeach. So Hanitanin Bifnim, What should we do? Says the Mishnah, simple. Yishafchu la'ama. Nothing you can do about it. You can't sprinkle the inner blood outside. You can't sprinkle the outer blood inside. So you have to pour it down the canal, and that's it. Nasan b'chutz v'chazav anasan b'fnim kosher. But the Mishnah here says, b'di'evet, if you sprinkle the blood, now remember, you have a mixture here. You sprinkle the blood of this mixture outside, for the blood that needs to be sprinkled outside, and then you sprinkled from that mixture inside, says the Mishnah, b'di'evet is kosher. Because at the end of the day, blood from this mixture, some of the blood was placed, but all the blood of these carbonos was placed at some point where it needed to be. Now, it's true, you may have sprinkled some of the blood where it shouldn't have been sprinkled, but at least you were achieved atonement because you took from that mixture and sprinkled it inside and outside where it belongs. Bifnim v'chazar v'nasan b'chutz. Let's say the opposite order. You went inside and sprinkled, and then outside, Rabbi Akiva posts, Rabbi Akiva says, that would not be good b'di'evet. What's the problem? Because if you go inside first with the blood of the Mizbeach, hachitzon, that's supposed to be sprinkled outside, it actually becomes disqualified. The outer blood, the blood that needs to be sprinkled outside, becomes disqualified by being brought inside. It doesn't work in the reverse way. The blood, because remember, the animals were shechted outside in the Azara. Nothing wrong with having the blood of the inner chatos outside first, and then you go inside. But if I now bring the blood that doesn't belong inside, a mizbech achitzon, a regular chatos, or a regular carbon, let's say an ola, a shlomit, whatever it is, and I bring that inside, says Rabbi Akiva, you've passed that blood, and you can no longer, now, so the one that's inside is kosher, but the carbon of the outside does not get the proper zrika because it became disqualified by being brought inside. V'achachamim achshirin. Chachamim say b'di'evet, even that would be kosher if you mixed, if you have took from this mixture and brought in the blood inside, so even though I went to the inside first, it's not a problem. Now, the Gemara explains, and we'll see this a bit later, that this is, there's an exception to this rule. If you have, let's say, the blood of a carbon ola that got mixed together with the blood of one of the inner chatos, with the blood of, let's say, the par of Yom Kippur or something, so, and what do? You brought that blood inside, the Chachamim say, b'di'evet, come back outside, sprinkle it outside, and it's not a problem. However, even the Chacham would agree that if it's two chatos that got mixed together, a chatas apneus with a chatas achitonis, not a shlamim, an ola, an asham, which are all on the mizbeach achiton, but a chatas and a chatas, so then even the Chacham would say it would be possible if you would bring the carbon chatas achiton blood inside, you could no longer now bring it outside to sprinkle it. And we'll see that. Says the Mishnah, to explain Rabbi Akiva why he believes it's going to be possible. If you do bifnim first, then bachutz, you bring in the blood of the outer chatos inside, and you sprinkle part of that inside, that covers the blood for the inside, but now you've disqualified the blood from the outside. Why? Shehayah Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol hadamim. All blood that's supposed to be placed on the outer mizbeach, shenichnusu lekaper b'heichol, that were brought in lekaper to achieve atonement in the heichol, which means you just brought them in. And you just brought them in just to sprinkle from part of that blood to take care of the blood that needs to be sprinkled inside, psulin, it becomes disqualified. V'chachamim omrim chatas bilvad. Only the blood of an outer chatas becomes disqualified when brought inside, but not the blood of any other outer carbon, an asham, an ola, shlamim, etc. Where does he learn this? Where the Chacham learn this? The pasuk Vayikra Vav says, "V'chol chatas asher yuva midama el ol moed v'chaper ba'kodesh lo se'ochel ba'ish tisareif." Any sin offering, if you bring the blood into the heichal, into the ol moed for atonement, so where it sounds like shenat does not belong, it's supposed to be on the outer mizbeach, lo te should not be eaten; it shall be burnt. So what do we learn from this pasuk? If you brought from the dam of the chatas, of the outer chatas into the heichal, the chatas is pasul because the blood is, because blood becomes pasul. But that's only carbon chatas, because the other carbonos, chitzonios, outer carbonos, asham, ol, etc., that brought into the echal, do not become vassal. So once again, it's mechol chatas ashe yuva midama elol moed lechapikonos lo seachel. That becomes possible, but it has to be burnt. Only chatas. Rabbi Akiva said it applies to every carbon, but the pasuk only mentions chatas. Rabbi Akiva learns that the chol chatas comes to, it's actually an extra phrase that comes to teach us other outer carbonos, not only carbon chatas, v'chol chatas. Maybe the chol is extra to include other carbonos other than the chatas as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Asham. So Rabbi Eliezer sides with the Chachamim that it's true that that if you brought blood of the Ola, the Shlamim, that was in the mixture with the blood of a Chatas Hapnimi, of an inner Chatas, and you brought that blood inside, you could then bring the blood outside and sprinkle and take care of your Ola, your Shlamim, etc. But as the Chachamim say, a Chatas, no doubt, is going to become pasul. Not every other carbon like Rabbi Akiva, chatas, but I will add on to the chatas, and that's the asham. We've had Rabbi Yezer in the past, where he compares the chatas to the asham. We spoke about the beginning of the Masechta. Let's see, do yeshechta carbon shalol l'shma. We said chatas, normally carbon shalol l'shma is okay. Chatas is an exception, it can't be done shalol l'shma. And even an asham, according to one opinion. Why? This is Rabbi Yezer over here, Rabbi Yezer Omer. Af asham shenamar kachatas ka'asham. The pasuk says, chatas and asham are similar. So whatever halach applies to the chatas applies to the asham, and therefore the blood of the asham that was brought inside also is disqualified according to Rabbi Eliezer, but the chachamim disagree with that. So we have three opinions. According to Rabbi Akiva, all blood that's brought into the heichal that should not have been, that belongs outside, becomes pasul. Chachamim say only a chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says, eve, a chatas, and an asham.